When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning. It is time to get up with Zach. He heard all the smack. Last night he fought back. In the end, he may still whack, but at least he wasn't whack. Then there's Mac. He was hopeless against the Cowboys attack. He'll have to watch his back after Belichick put him on the rack against Dak. Now he was the Mac. Got Dallas back on track. Do we have to take all the flack back and say the Cowboys are ready to crack? It was a jam-packed football Sunday.
I'm going back to London.
Danny is back from London. Landed 1:30 in the morning, but here he is and ready to go. RC and Coach Rex ready to roll. Let's do this. If you stayed up late last night, you saw an unbelievable game. Who could have seen this coming? Chiefs and Jets in the Sunday night spotlight. And there were a lot of star power in the suites. Aaron Rodgers was there. You may have heard Taylor Swift was in attendance. And you know who came ready to play in his native New Jersey? Isaiah Pacheco.
Yeah, really good job. 3rd-and-1. The motion, they pulled the backside guard. And when Pacheco gets going downhill, the violence that he runs with, huge early touchdown for the Chiefs offense.
Oh, and Taylor loves it. Pacheco, 20 carries, 115 yards. And then Patrick Mahomes and RC. Noah Gray is wide open.
This is a busting coverage. We saw the same thing against the New England Patriots last week. Patrick Mahomes takes advantage of it.
It's 17-0. Looks like the blowout is on. The Jets get a safety. Really kind of turns the momentum. And then, Danny, what is this?
It's Patrick trying to be Patrick. He gets away with a lot of throws that only he can. It's a really good job by the Jets' zone defense, making sure they get as deep as possible. You see Patrick blaming himself.
And then the Jets going back the other way. Look at the patience from Zach.
Yeah, it made it easy. We're throwing this ball to one guy. You get a little ball fake. It's a one-on-one throw where only your guy can catch it.
17. The other piece is, though, look at the ball placement on that throw by Zach.
All night long. As speaking of which, how about this one? 20-12, 3rd-and-goal. Mm.
Double post concept. Sees the inside guy. Cook, the safety, hangs for a second. Pins it on Lazard's back shoulder.
That was a dime. Rodgers loved it. Woody Johnson loved it. Coach says go for two, and Wilson takes it himself.
Designed quarterback draw. He sees that the defense goes out, and then the athleticism, kind of the effort and the will to get in there. What a great moment for Zach Wilson.
23-20, Kansas City. 8 minutes to go in the game. The Jets are driving, and here's the one mistake.
What he's trying to do, catch the snap by also seeing the secondary. What's going on with the rotation? Takes his eye off the ball for a moment.
All right, then here we go. The Chiefs, the Jets would get them in 3rd-and-long a lot, including this one, 3rd-and-22. We're looking for a flag at the bottom of the screen. RC, we don't get it, and off goes Mahomes.
Well, listen, you know, you can't wait on the call, but when you see the jersey grabbed on the outside, Mahomes steps up, and he's killed people with his legs, especially in recent years.
I need to see that again. Oh, thank you. Here it is. Look at Jermaine Johnson just being dramatically helped, obviously helped, enormously helped. Robert Saleh says, where's the call? Now we're going down. 5 minutes ago, 3rd-and-20. Again, but don't throw the flag until it's intercepted, please. Thank you. Okay. Danny, what the actual heck?
If you're not going to throw the flag on that scramble by Patrick for holding, you sure as heck cannot throw it on Sauce Gardner.
It's an offensive league. Of course they throw it on him.
And then Mahomes.
This is a great play. This is a screen pass to the tight end. Patrick can't scramble and throw it, or it would be a penalty for guys downfield. The awareness that he's the only option is spectacular.
Chiefs get the win. Let's talk about it. We start with Zach.
This team is sacrificing a lot. You know, guys were making plays, defense was making plays, O-line was protecting. To be driving right there and to drop a snap, you know, I cannot do that. You know, I lost us that game and I cannot do that.
He's been practicing outstanding, and just probably why I get up here and I say what I say. But I was just really happy for him to go out and show that he does belong, that he can play in this league. And like I said, if he plays that way, we're going to win a lot of football games.
Okay, so put your feet up. We have cleared out a lot of time. We are going to cover all of this from a million different angles. It has to start with this and has to start with Zach Wilson. And I'll go first because I've been the one sitting up here screaming and yelling, and I don't take any of it back. I was talking about what I was seeing at the time. But fair is fair. The kid was terrific last night. He gave them a chance to win. The mistake is the mistake. He played the best game of his life with his career on the line. He gave his team a chance, and he gives them hope going forward. So Zach Wilson, I can do nothing but praise the performance, the effort, the guts. I think Rodgers being there definitely seemed to help him. He showed you last night why they have not given up on him. So all I can say is I thought he was sensational last night.
Yeah, and Greeny, I sat back and I barked back at you and said you were wrong.
You did.
And why? Because this kid has NFL talent. You can't tell me. Nobody can say that this kid doesn't have that NFL arm talent. Nobody can say he doesn't have NFL mobility. We haven't seen NFL production until this point. This was the first time I thought the coaching staff centered the plan around this young man's talents. Okay? He's a guy that struggles reading in the pocket. So what do? I go with heavier protection when I had him drop back, allow him to stay a little deeper in the pocket to give him more time to read. Daniel, you talked about earlier about one-man reads.
Concepts, yep.
One-man, two-man reads in a concept. Why is that important? Because he does have that kind of skill set to put the ball wherever he wants. Okay? However, when it gets cluttered and you have him read a field, he's not there yet. Okay? This is why I've said be patient. And the further this season goes on, the better this kid's going to get. And I'm telling you, you have to be patient with a guy with NFL skill set like this. He's second overall pick for a reason. That's why I say don't pick up some of these junk guys that are out there that aren't going to make your team better in the long run. Invest in what you have right here. And that's why, to me, I'm sitting back going, dang, I told you so.
If they can get that Zach Wilson for the rest of the season, even at 1-3, their season's not dead.
For sure.
And even in December, they will be playing for essentially playoff spots. You got to see the ball placement, the arm, the ability to place the football, this back shoulder touchdown to Uzama where it's a one-man route, throw it as good as you can. Look at this throw with his feet not ready to Garrett Wilson, pinned on the sideline. That's spectacular. Look at this throw down the seam to Conklin with a carrying linebacker. Throw it only on his back shoulder again versus man coverage. This ball to Rucker in the slot is fantastic. So, you know, the question was, is Zach Wilson an NFL quarterback? Last night, he played like he belonged. Last night, he played with confidence and conviction. Most importantly, he played with freedom. He played with freedom of mistakes. And I think if they can bottle that up and show him that film and say, you got it inside of you. And they were more creative. They moved him outside the pocket a little bit. They went way more play action to kind of guarantee some protection. It's not that difficult to build a plan around a talented young player. If they could bottle that up, I still believe they can climb out of that hole.
Well, I think the big thing is we have to look at a lot of people's whose jobs seem to be on the line last night. It starts with the head coach, Robert Saleh, and him going out and saying, I'm going to continue to stick with Zach Wilson, but I'm going to talk to Nathaniel Hackett. Nathaniel Hackett and Zach Wilson are going to continue to build trust, and we are going to build a plan around his skill set. We also have to look at the number of attempts that Garrett Wilson got, right? We throw it to somebody who can win in one-on-one situations, who can make tough catches, and then look at the defense. Look at what happened to this defense once Zach Wilson started to play well, once they started to feel like they had a chance. You can see the energy rising. You can see Sauce Gardner, C.J. Mosley and the Williams brothers, they all started to get to a point where we're like, okay, if we continue to play well, we now have a quarterback that can allow us to win. So how do you build up on that?
Yeah.
Last night can't just be the only night. Going forward this week, they have to continue to grow. What I loved about Zach Wilson, and you even saw it going into the weekend, he's maturing as a person. He's maturing as a man. He's starting to take the leadership role seriously. And maybe that's the one thing you can get from an Aaron Rodgers that says, okay, I can learn how to compete. But last night, against Patrick Mahomes, against the defending reigning Super Bowl champions, Zach Wilson was the best quarterback on the field. And I'm going to be honest, Greeny, I don't normally start re-watching games until after the Sunday night game.
Yeah.
I had the Sunday night game on TV and my iPad out studying for today. And about halfway through, I had to close it. I had to close it and pay attention because of what Zach Wilson was doing. And on Friday, you never could have told me that.
Think about his post-game press conference when he was like, everyone's battling this and that. I lost that game. You know, everything that young man has been through, to stand there and say that, and honestly, it feels like he believes it, speaks to the volumes that you're talking about, RC, how much his growth he's gone into. I think this, number one, last week, we all kind of said, like, you got to stop handcuffing him. You got to stop taking a baby, treating him like a baby. They were way more aggressive on first down. They got Garrett Wilson way more involved. They even took a shot on first down on a go route. I think the play that stands out to me the most last night was that two-point conversion call.
Absolutely.
You know, when they get into that two-point situation and they call that quarterback draw, that would not have happened last week, the week before, last year for sure, because you're putting in his hands. Mm-hmm. How many teams do we see? I mean, Buffalo and Patrick Mahomes and Joe. Those are the only teams that you watch in that gotta-have-it moment. They say, we trust you to make that play. And that's a big deal.
The other thing is this. You know, you talk about the way that he took accountability after the game.
Yeah.
You can do that when you play really well.
Sure.
Right? When you play really well and there's not a ton of things to point to, and you know there's this one thing I could have done better, you step up there and say that. Now what happens when he walks into the building today? When he walks into the building today, everybody in that building, which is true, is going to tell him, you didn't lose this game.
A little more belief as
They're going to say, we lost this game. There were things that I could have done if I'm Sauce Gardner, things that I could have done if I'm Garrett Wilson, if I'm Breece Hall. Because when you step up there and you take it and you put it all on yourself, after you've been through what this kid has been through,
yeah.
On Friday I said, I feel sorry for him. Like, we need to leave him alone. Let him be. He went out there and he played like a dude with nothing to lose. It was like, what the hell? If I throw interceptions, if I make mistakes, what does it matter? But what if I don't?
Right.
What if I don't make mistakes? Mm. What if I show people why I was drafted second overall? And for Zach Wilson, there has to be a sense of pride, but it also has to be a sense of, okay, I got to line back up and do that again this week.
Yeah, well, to me, he's going to line up and do it again because they have an idea of what the hell they're doing finally offensively. All right, run the football, protect the quarterback with play action, move the pocket. Why? Mobility makes reads easier. That's why I said my thing was that's what was missing in this kid. It wasn't the arm, you know, or the talent to play in the league. He's always had that. And so now, moving forward, this is who we have. It's going to look the same, albeit against lesser opponents.
And this week,
and watch what the hell happens.
Denver defense that has been historically bad this year, and obviously there's a lot of bad blood in this game, not to use a Taylor Swift pun, which everyone is doing to the point this season so far that's becoming, frankly, annoying. But there's obviously all of that history there with all of that. Now, so all of that said, again, Zach Wilson, with everything on the line, played the game of his life. There are no moral victories in pro sports, and yet sometimes there are. And that, on some level, was one, I thought, for him and for the Jets. That said, if you were to have just landed on a spaceship from another planet last night and had never seen a football game before, and all you watched was that one, you would think the quarterback in green was much better than the quarterback in red.
He ain't.
Well, of course not. Crazy.
So my point is, what happened? No, but what I'm asking is what happened? Like, that was 17-0.
The Jets' defense is awesome.
But I mean, Danny, it's 17-0, and the route is on, and then it just went completely the other way.
The Jets' defense is really good, but Patrick Mahomes played extremely out of character.
This throw,
you know,
defense.
When you look at the two interceptions, it almost seems that Patrick Mahomes is aiming the football. We never see Patrick Mahomes aim the football. But when you do get up 17-0, when you are looking across at the other sideline and it's Zach Wilson, you do start to feel, okay, now I can feel things out. I can do whatever I need to do to make plays. And Patrick Mahomes allowed not only the Jets defense to start to feel good, but the Jets as a whole. We've seen this a lot of times. Think about prize fighting, right? When you go into a fight and one of the guys is an extreme underdog and it seems like he's getting whipped and he's getting outpointed, and then all of a sudden the underdog lands a haymaker and the guys stumble and he goes, oh, you aren't that. Oh, I'm not totally out of it. I can find a way. And that's what happened with the Kansas City Chiefs. And I can't speak to the psyche of a team, but in the end, whether you're Travis Kelce, whether you're Patrick Mahomes, we are all just ball players. Are very simple humans. Like, we really are. We want to go play ball and we want to live our lives. When everything is centered around now the superstardom of our tight end that was already a superstar. Right. And there's all this fanfare and there's talking about this. And we got a Taylor Swift updates. Eventually, like, it all gets to everybody. We're up 17. Now we can look up at the suite. We can look up at the scoreboard. Everybody, like, it starts to weigh on you. And I think they have to get back to focusing on football. They had six very easy quarters against Justin Fields and Zach Wilson. Mm. Now they got to tap back in, but they're tapping in as winners.
Yeah, I think it's a great point. Also, if you're Kansas City, you're not worried about Patrick Mahomes at all.
Or,
you know what I'm saying? The Jets defense is elite. He tried to make some very challenging throws, and he got burnt by it. I've said this for a couple weeks now. If I'm the Chiefs, the only thing that I'm kind of concerned about or paying attention to is both those tackles are still not playing Super Bowl caliber level offensive tackles. And that showed again last night with penalties and getting beat.
The safety turned the entire game around and on the face mask penalty in their own end zone. And as we go, we'll talk about that. Whether the Taylor Swift effect, and this is not blaming her.
No.
But all of this stuff that, I mean, Kelsey, a bad drop. Mahomes, two terrible interceptions. And the Jets fight their way back. Meanwhile, in that AFC East, we had a showdown yesterday in Orchard Park, and boy, was a statement made. First and foremost, welcome back DeMar Hamlin, his first regular season game.
Awesome.
Since what happened in January, we all love it. And then it became the Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs show.
This is when he's at his best, moving, but also keeping his eyes downfield, full Stone Cold Steve Austin by Steph Diggs.
And meantime, more Steph Diggs. And the tackling here, RC, not so great.
Listen, he was on Kohu the whole day. He makes a move here. Johnson tries to get Brandon Jones, tried to get him on the ground. He now goes inside. His socks are low, so he's feeling real high schoolish. One of the greatest high school mixtapes I've ever seen. It's a touchdown. And later on, we're going to get the from Josh.
28-14, and now we got Raheem Mostert.
He got the ball out.
That speed by that linebacker core.
This was huge.
On that. Yeah.
Bernard and Milano were huge the entire day against the run.
All right, third quarter, Miami trying to fight their way back. It's Tua. It's Braxton Berrios. They go for two. They don't get it. So it's 31-20, and then things go sideways. Micah Hyde, the pick.
This is kind of the story of the defense, and I can't wait to break this down with RC. Just the way all 11 played, not only with physicality, but eyes on the football.
Dan, think back to Jair Alexander late last season, a very similar pick in Miami.
And then it's Allen again. It's Diggs again. It's his third touchdown of the day. The crowd is fired up. Buffalo leads at 41-20. It was mostly a very good day for the Bills, but there was one very bad moment. RC, this is Tre'Davious White.
I'll be honest, Greeny, brought tears to my eyes to see Shaq on the cart, crying, visibly shaken, not only by the injury, but knowing he'll miss more time. This was tough for a lot of us.
They'll have an MRI today, but it does look like the Achilles there for Tre'Davious White, which we would assume would end his season. The rest of the day, it was all Buffalo. It was all Josh Allen. The cape on Superman.
Oh, Allen, here goes.
21 of 25.
What's that?
We got the pose.
Bradley Chubb came into the stadium. The smiley face shirt. The emoji.
21 of 25, 320 and five total touchdowns for Josh Allen. So on Thursday, you sat here and you said to me, this is a game that Josh Allen has to put on the Superman cape. Is that what he did yesterday?
Absolutely. And when he plays like that, candidly, there's no one better in the NFL. Like, he's as good as Patrick Mahomes when he plays like that. And if we're being honest, last 3 weeks, he's the best player in the league. Okay, first of all, I love the fire zone plan. Fire zone is when you bring a blitzer from one side and drop someone from the other side. This is a Vic Fangio staple. 3rd and 2. He sees the pressure, the dropper to the field, ball out now. They had a wide receiver lined up at tailback. The plan for Josh Allen was spectacular, too. When they got an empty, they didn't just line up in it. They went empty, and then they motion out of it to try to create some of these matchups. There goes Kincaid in motion. Linebacker widens with them. Josh, I start there. Linebacker matches. Now you just replace that linebacker with a little underneath ball. This is, again, having a very clear plan of how they wanted to attack this Vic Fangio Miami defense. And this is the heart of this football team right now. The play action pass from underneath the center. Here's a couple things. Number one, Josh is there, under. Number two, Steph goes in motion. That's the story of all touchdowns yesterday. Motion him. Now he gets the opportunity to get a free run off the line of scrimmage. Is he going in? Is he going out? Is he going go route? The protection's there for Josh. He can hold. Drive the football from the right side of the field to the left. And then Steph goes and be special. Listen, yesterday in the play action pass game from underneath center, Josh Allen was 9 of 11 for 206 yards and 2 touchdowns. He's unbelievable. They are the best play-action pass football team in the whole NFL.
Yeah, which is funny because everybody says you have to be able to run the football to make play-action work. That is not true.
Say you that again as a defensive human being.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. And why do you play action? It's not just to get everybody up to bite on the run. Yep. It's for protection. Jeez. It allows this guy to throw the ball down the field. And where, by the way, he has a bazooka, for a right arm.
Yep.
And so to me, look, he's always Superman. He always is. But you know what? Superman was on defense, too, for the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how they did it? Fundamental football. It wasn't anything spectacular. Now, RC and I could talk. We'll talk about the multiple coverages and everything else that Buffalo does with the two high safeties, because they do it. All right? They use all kind of coverage schemes. That was, to me, that's why they won the football. By the way, guys, here's a scary thing about Buffalo.
Go.
They lead the league in sacks and takeaways
without
Von Miller.
That's right.
So here's the thing.
Really quickly.
He was Superman, but he was Christopher Reeve, not Henry Cavill. Right? Superman, back in the day, he didn't have all those muscles. Josh Allen wasn't trying to do anything extraordinary. He took exactly what the defense gave him the entire game. In the tape you showed, it wasn't let's pass up Stephon Diggs underneath. It's let's get it to him. It wasn't let's overlook him on the comeback. It's let's get it to him. I thought the entire day, Josh did everything that he was supposed to do, and when he needed to use athleticism, he did.
We just getting started. Coming up, the boys bounce back. So why was Dak so angry after their win? You will hear what he said, and you will hear why. Plus, Bill told Mac, look what you made me do. Oh, it's another Taylor reference. What are the Patriots?
You just said you were getting tired of it.
I know, and yet.
You can't help yourself.
I need to shake it off. We'll be right back.
God bless.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore his seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We are back on Get Up RC. I have two words for you. Puka Nacua, his first ever game winner.
I got two words for you. That boy. Listen, they've made a conscious effort to continue to get him the football, and all he's done is deliver. This is a huge catch. How he's wide open, I don't know. Kenny Moore is looking back, doing something like this. They should have been doing like this so they can make sure they
is
get to him.
Cooper
this
Cup
is
in that
a
jersey.
Big play.
That's
listen,
Cooper Cup in that jersey.
I tell you what, he got better hair.
He does.
The kid is terrific. He's off to the best rookie start in the history of the game. Coming up, Bill benched Mac yesterday. How does he fix the disaster he has on his hands? We'll dive into that in just a moment. Pictures tell all the story.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bottom of the hour, back on Get Up. More highlights. What a game this was in Philadelphia. Eagles, Commanders. Eagles trail the entire first half, and then Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown got it going.
Motion Dallas Goedert, you faked a screen to him, and then down the rail a shot to A.J. Brown, and then the athleticism with the ball in his hands, and look at his teammates blocking for him to get into the end zone.
Let's go to the final 2 minutes. We are tied at 24, and RC, it's Hurts again, it's Brown again.
Listen, A.J. Brown became the guy. We saw what happened a couple of Thursday nights ago when he was asking for the football. They went at Emmanuel Forbes the entire second half, and A.J. Brown got the best of it.
31-24, Commanders, final play of the game. 2 seconds left.
This is called all stops. You find a matchup. It's a phenomenal throw by Sam Howell. The pin it on Dotson's left shoulder before that corner can get the hand there.
Go for the two. Go for the two.
Absolutely.
If they don't, Ron Rivera would say his team was gas.
2 yards.
Hey, he was kayak run
hard
instead of riverboat run.
Then the Eagles in overtime.
Run.
The tush push, which should not be legal. Now 3rd and 17. Smart play. They just get a little yardage for Jake Elliott. And this is like a Dan Orlovsky 3-wood. Just a nice gentle draw for the game winner.
We just call this a little bit of a trap draw. Get the right hand down heavy and just curl it in. Great job by Kelly. Also, on that third down, it's a phenomenal job by Devontae versus pressure, giving him a completion.
54-yard kick. The Eagles remain perfect.
They Sirianni.
34-31. That was a great game. Meanwhile, staying in the division.
Kayak Ron.
Cowboys hosting the Patriots. Ezekiel Elliott back. It's emotional during a tribute video. That would be the only good news for the Patriots the entire day. CeeDee Lamb in the red zone.
Someone came on the show last week and said they'll be okay as long as they throw the ball in the red zone to CeeDee Lamb.
They'll also be okay so long as Mac Jones implodes, which is what he did all day long yesterday. RC, two hands on the ball.
Listen, Mac Jones, you escaped the pocket. You have to understand pursuit will be behind you. Leighton Vander Esch picks up the ball. Easiest touchdown he's ever
seen. Danny, what do they call that zone there for the quarterback?
That's called the dead man zone. You got to have eyes behind the back of your head.
16-3.
You can't be dead and have eyes behind the back of your head.
Well, you got to try to do it, RC.
Well, hold on a minute. This is the extra point. Oh, sneaky Cowboys. They're going for two.
That guy looked like me running 99.
18-3. And then this looked like me throwing. Actually, even I would not have thrown the ball that Mac Jones threw here late in the first half. This is a backbreaker.
Yeah, this is one of those when you get started playing quarterback, you get taught don't do it. Now, there are guys who break this rule. Patrick, Josh Allen, Lamar, some of those incredibly physically talented guys. Mac Jones is not one. You cannot make that play, certainly, right before the half.
The pictures tell the story. Jerry excited. Bill not.
Is he wearing his wedding ring on?
On that finger, I don't know what that's all about. One way or another, I noticed the two. 4th and 2 at the Cowboy 40. Jones again. Oh, a disaster.
Coach the ball out.
We also have to know this. Deron Bland needed to rebound this week, taking Amen. Trayvon Diggs.
And he did. Let's talk. Bill, what?
So what led to the decision to take Mac out with 3:41 remaining in the third quarter?
I think there was any point leaving him in the game.
And will he be starting next week against the Saints?
Yeah, just so there's no point leaving him in the game, Mike.
So, Bill, was he benched for bad performance, or was he pulled because?
No, I said there was no point in leaving him out there, so I took him out. Yeah.
So what does that mean?
I mean, I don't coach. But why all these coaches be so mad?
So
at the press conference?
So salty to the media.
Are they not supposed to be asked any questions when they lose? Like, should they just walk up there and go, "Well, you have a great day, Bill.
Great job, coach."
Yeah, like God, Lee.
That's just Bill. I mean, in one way or another, if my quarterback played like that, I'd be in a bad mood too. And Rex, listen, I'm ever since the day you called your shot on Daniel Jones, no one likes to point out when they were right more than you do. What do we say about Mac Jones today?
Are you referring to Pea Shooter Jones? I think you are. Because here's the thing. The guy doesn't have a whole lot of arm talent. I've said it from jump. Maybe the weakest arm for all starting quarterbacks in the league. Maybe that Ritter kid. I don't know. Mm-hmm. What's the truth? Mm-hmm. Give me a guy that has a worse arm than this cat. It doesn't happen. All right? He doesn't have the power to throw it outside the numbers or vertically. And that's it. Why do they throw all those screens? I love his completion percentage. Yeah, he's throwing screens and hitches and things like that. When he has to make plays, he can't make them. And that's a simple fact. I don't hate. I'm telling you based on all the years I've had to defend against everybody. I would love to defend against this guy. Are you kidding me? Like, this guy can't throw.
Damn.
And look, Bill, I will say this. He's their best option. Okay?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's why. Look, put Bailey Zappe in. They cut Bailey Zappe.
Yeah.
They put Bailey Zappe on the practice squad.
Yeah.
All right? So he doesn't have another choice here.
And look, I mean, there are no weapons on the offense that scare anybody. They have a lot of problems in New England right now. But here's the deal. You cannot hang your hat on being a heady quarterback, which is what we say about Mac Jones, right? I mean, he doesn't have a big arm, but and then make those kinds of mistakes.
And that's the issue. If you are making those mistakes mentally, if you're not focused on playing the game from a neck up perspective, if you're Mac Jones, you're actually useless. And that's what we saw yesterday. But also, when you get some of these more athletic, pressuring, pursuit-heavy defenses, this is going to happen to Mac Jones. And we got to think about what Bill Belichick has assembled around him. If you are a Mac Jones, or if I have a Mac Jones, I have to be the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah.
If I have the Mac Jones, I have to be the Miami Dolphins. I can't be the early 2000s New England Patriots. He's not Tom Brady, no matter what you think about him intellectually. Intellectually, he's not Tom Brady. And Tom Brady gained arm strength. Tom Brady got stronger. Tom Brady got more mobile. Tom Brady understood how to manipulate the pocket. He ain't that dude.
Right.
And so now Bill Belichick has to understand building a team around him. I know we want to focus on Mac Jones, but this is the bed that Bill Belichick has made, and the chickens are coming to roost, and that's why you get blown out by the elite of the elite defense.
I totally agree. The issues around the quarterback are just as much of a deal as the quarterback. Now, we'll get into Mac specifically in that 9 o'clock hour with some of his feet. But specifically to those turnovers, because that's what we're really talking about, is you can't hurt your football team. Number one, we do call this the dead man zone. As a quarterback, when you get outside of the pocket towards those numbers, you got to know that those guys are running the hump on defense. They're chasing. So especially if you're not an elite athlete, you have to value the football. Now, this is why that interception happened.
Oh.
This is with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. He's got space to run, but he gets all the way to the opposite numbers, peeks back across the field, and guess what, guys? This works out. This works out. This is a completion of Kendrick Bourne. Not only that, second and 16 becomes a first down. This is 2 minutes later. Muscle memory. He gets essentially to the same spot and peeks back across and throws it to the same guy, Kendrick Bourne. And this time, to RC's point previously, Deron Bland learns from that.
Yeah.
On a prior throw.
Everybody got muscle memory.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? We got to know defense,
he
too.
He can't do that.
Yeah, I
don't know that's simple to say, but there are guys, and I made this point before, that can get away with that because they are unicorns. He's not. And if I'm going to blame Mac for something, it's that. Now, they got the worst offensive line pass protection in the NFL, and they got no receivers to separate downfield.
Zero.
None. So while we consider and say Mac did not play well, that is absolutely accurate. Everything around him is just as bad, if not worse.
Is it a JV roster? Is that what you're trying to say?
It's bad right
they're
now.
They're in trouble.
Right?
They're in trouble.
I will say this, though. It points to a lot of what Rex says when he speaks on Zach Wilson as compared to Mac Jones. When you listen to Rex talk about what you can do with Zach Wilson, you can build certain things around his physical traits. You can't do that with Mac Jones.
Sure.
And so to me, when Mac Jones starts to regress mentally, when he's not doing the right things that you can be taught to do, he's a player that only hurts the team. And I think that's the difference why when you listen to Rex speak on those two quarterbacks, he has such a different feeling.
Well, I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick is running his team the way I used to run mine. right now, and he needs to. Like I get it. They're going to win.
Yeah.
You've got to have game manager at that quarterback position. You've got to be able to run the football, and you're going to play lights out on defense because they can still play defense.
No doubt.
And that's how this team has to win. And yes, it's ugly and all that type of stuff. But for him to think, well, we're going to go out and we're going to shoot it down the field all the place, that's not who he has at quarterback. And so that's what it looks so damn ugly now.
Dan, I have a question for you. It looks like Mac Jones is one of the few quarterbacks in the league that can make the right decision and still throw interceptions. Like when you the last interception to De'Ron Bland, it wasn't a bad decision,
right?
It was just I made the right decision. I knew where I was going with the football, but just a misplaced ball, a ball that is thrown too soft is intercepted.
Two things are going to come down to that. One, it's his own foot mechanics.
Okay,
his feet and the big thing is Mac is very rarely stepping into anything. It's often getting to the top of his drop and retreating. Again, we're going to show that in the 9 o'clock. And I'd say this, RC, because your point is dead on. There's very little separation.
Yes.
Now, I'm not blaming, Mac still can't make some of these throws, but it is so hard as a quarterback to constantly think, I got to make the perfect throw all the time instead of having some of these easier separating throws. So, It's a very difficult world to live in. The overall thought is this, or point is this, RC, because you're right. He makes the right decision, and sometimes it's a bad result. Mac can't be a quarterback who forces the football or forces a decision because he nor are they good enough to make up for it.
Well, he got to be on a better team then.
No doubt.
He has to have better people around him.
Well, who are the two teams?
He has to be on San Francisco or Miami.
Absolutely.
I have to have guys that raise my level of play by saying, if you're correct, if you're on time, if you put it in the right spot, I can make
you a
star.
But that's not surprising. You know, we're not surprised. We said Mac was a guy that you could win a lot of games with. And if he had the right people around him, he was going to be a really good player. Right now, he's living in this world where worst pass protection offensive line in the NFL. Worst. And no one's getting open.
He's not going to be their quarterback next year, is he?
Relax.
He's not
going to be there. Relax.
He's not going to be there next year.
Well, we can sit back and say he's going to. We don't know what the alternative is. But to think this guy is going to take you to where you want to go, you're absolutely crazy. This guy can't pitch it outside the numbers. And I'm sorry, that's an NFL throw.
Yeah.
And what I saw was he's supposed to be accurate. Really? The ball's on the inside part of the damn on an out route.
I don't disagree with all
that. Are you kidding? Where's the power?
Who are your receivers, though?
Where's the power? It has nothing to do with my receivers if I can't step into a throw and fire it outside and that ball needs to be thrown in the outside of the guy.
Here's where you and I are disagreeing.
He's not.
I think he can step in to throw. I don't think he is.
He damn sure is.
I think he has zero trust in his pass
protection. I just base what I see. And again, I've defended everybody.
Yeah.
I've had to face them all. Drew Brees was a guy that lacked. He never had great arm talent. He threw with anticipation and accuracy. That's what this guy has to do.
If we were going to bury Zach Wilson the way we have all the time, you have to say Matt Jones was awful yesterday.
He was.
He gave his team no chance to win. Speaking of which, there's a big problem in Pittsburgh. The head coach is promising change. We have one suggestion of where it needs to begin. And you'll hear what it is as we continue. Don't miss RC on the Steelers next. Get up on ESPN. Back on Get Up, Texans, Steelers. Nice moment in Houston. J.J. Watt inducted into the Ring of Honor. Obviously well-deserving. Meanwhile, maybe someday C.J. Stroud. What a start.
The connection that he has with Nico Collins is thriving in Houston.
And meantime, not so thriving. Kenny Pickett, RC, what?
Listen, that was the same throw against the Raiders last week. He hangs it up a little bit behind Calvin Austin, and this is a great pick on the back end.
Steelers.
The same formation. What the fudge? It was 6 days ago.
16-0 the Texans at halftime. Fourth down now. Injury added to insult for Pickett, Danny. This was not look good.
I hate seeing this. I'm a fan of Kenny Pickett. To see him go down and be in pain with that lower half, you just hope that he's able to kind of wake up today and feel a little bit better.
Yeah, but we'll get an update on how bad the injury is. He did not return fourth quarter. Sneaky Texans. Stroud.
Oh, so the Texans just playing the Steelers, and we're just letting other people other than C.J. Stroud throw touchdowns, right?
That's how they feel about it.
That's the type of day we got.
Texans win big. Mike Tomlin, listen.
hell yeah, we got to make some changes, man. That was an ugly product we put out there today. And so we're not going to do the same things and hope for a different outcome. What those changes are, man, we'll put together a plan in preparation this week.
All right. I think everyone wants to hear RC, our beloved former Steelers, reaction to what felt like a new low for Pittsburgh yesterday.
It absolutely is a new low. And Rex knows this as well as I do. When a defense that has any pride, when a defense that believes in itself plays against a rookie, game you go win. That's a game you circle on the schedule. We're going to attack. We're going to put pressure on him. We're not going to allow him to be comfortable at any point. C.J. Stroud did more West Coast dances yesterday than I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. C.J. Stroud got to go through 12 different handshakes because that's how many people made plays against the Pittsburgh Steelers. There was a chance late in the first half, right? There's under a minute left. And you allow C.J. Stroud to make two big throws to Nico Collins. Not only does he catch the football, but he makes you miss. Late in the game, it's 3rd and 6 mm-hmm. in the fourth quarter with C.J. Stroud, who's a rookie quarterback, that you could just say, we could sit on it, we could punt it. They get in shotgun and throw a post corner for a touchdown against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So not only are you not afraid, you also have no respect. Right. You feel like you're playing an inferior opponent. And this is D'Amico Ryans in his first year against Mike Tomlin, who in some ways has become a gold standard at the coaching position. And they were out-coached, they were out-executed, they were outplayed. And period, point blank, the Houston Texans wanted it more.
Yeah.
They were a more physical team. Highsmith, T.J. Watt, future first ballot Hall of Famer, could be the defensive MVP or defensive player of the year again this year. He ain't sniff C.J. Stroud.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go into a game like this, where you know it's on you, where you know you got to go make plays and you don't, there has to be changes. And Mike T is right. Stop bumping your head up against the Matthew Canada wall.
Oh, my God.
Right? Send him back. Wherever you want to send him back to Pitt. Hell, I'd even take him back at LSU if he could coach defense because our offense does well. Yes. It is sickening what you saw yesterday from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I expect wholesale changes.
Yeah. Wasn't there 3 backup linemen for Houston in that game as well?
Yes.
Like, are you kidding me? So when you come in, you're thinking, oh, this pass rush is going to get after it. The big bad Steelers are going to pound this rookie quarterback. This quarterback is legit.
Yep.
So is their coach.
Right. C.J. Stroud, awesome. Texans, awesome. Steeler defense, disappointing. No question about any of those things. But I feel like the story is the Steelers' offense. I mean, they are.
It ain't no story, Greeny, when they don't come to the game.
They're horrendous, right? Horrendous. And Matt Canada is a name that has been in the center. I mean, I don't like sitting here. I don't fire people sitting on the air. But how in the world they're still running that? They're still doing what they're doing. They had, like, negative yardage in the first half yesterday offensively.
Too safe, too conservative, too predictable. And the downside is the last 2 weeks I actually thought Matt Canada has done a nice job. Okay, so when I say predictable, we saw the highlight. This is the same touchdown pass that he threw against the Raiders, Kenny Pickett, on Monday night. It's just flipped
Nelson knew what was coming.
Knew the route. The second thing is George Pickens didn't make any plays in a football, if we're being honest. And I like Pickens.
Dropped three of them.
Mm-hmm. They cannot protect right now. Here's the biggest issue when it comes to, okay, we're predictable, we're conservative. The quarterback cannot drive the football down the field. He just can't. The ball often dies right now for Kenny Pickett. Defensive guys, this is not prompted. When you see the quarterback can't drive the football down the field, what's the number one you
think? Please, let's go get it.
I'm sitting on everything.
You watched that game yesterday.
Get it.
Sitting on
Houston's
everything.
Houston's whole secondary is just sitting on things, waiting for the ball to come out of their hands because they're not fearful of the ball getting thrown over their heads, and that's how they're able to just kind of squat and sit on everything offensively.
Yeah, like the problem.
So there need to be real quick, RC. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
They got bigger issues than just a singular person.
I'll tell you here after you. I got it right now.
Yeah.
Here's to your point. You're absolutely right. How about 560 yards difference with? I mean, right now it's the worst in the league.
Yep.
560 yards different.
What do you mean?
Meaning
from
that
what
combined,
they're giving up to,
what they're having on offense and what they're allowing on defense. Yeah. 560 yards. Like, that is so. When's the last time that's happened in Pittsburgh? when Jim Finks was quarterback?
Like, I can tell you this. When they get in condensed splits, when they get in condensed splits on offense, they're throwing an out route, meaning receivers are closer to the football. When they get hipped, like a guy right next to one of the offensive tackles, they're throwing a screen pass.
Quickly, RC, you know him as well as anybody. Yeah. You heard Mike Tomlin say, hell yes, there's going to be changes. What do you expect him to change?
There has to be a change on offense. I think there's going to be a change in personnel as well. This is one of those, and it's like come to Jesus meeting, right? It's one of those meetings that Rex talked about last week. We all have to watch this film together.
Yeah.
24 plays in the first half, 53 yards.
Yeah.
That is unacceptable from any offense, no matter who's coordinating.
Real quick, because I have to say this is my job to do it. C.J. Stroud's tape yesterday is phenomenal. As good as any quarterback tape that we have had in the NFL up to this date in this season.
He is showing himself to be special as a rookie. Of that, there's no question. We'll get to that. We are overloaded, as you can tell, this morning. Seahawks, Giants tonight to wrap up week four. It's DK Metcalf. It's Daniel Jones. It's 8 Eastern on ABC and ESPN and Deportes. And Peyton and Eli back on ESPN2. Huge night. Don't miss it. Meanwhile, coming up next, Zach heard the smack. He fought back. And in the end, even if he may still lack, at least he wasn't whack. We're talking about it right after this. It's Get Up on ESPN. ESPN.